how silently the wondrous gift is given. As I wish you all a very blessed and holy Christmas, I have to break the silence in which this incredible gift of God is given to humanity. The words of this hymn tell us that God gives us his Son in silence. But to speak of silence means to destroy it, to take away the peace in which God acts. Silence is a very precious commodity in today's world. We live in a noisy atmosphere with verbal conversations all around us. And then here are the virtual ones, people texting each other, emails, Twitter, WhatsApp. All of these are noisy, even if we can't hear them, because they are distractions to us. The other thing is that they are immediate and demand of us an immediate response. God, I'm afraid, doesn't work like this. He doesn't have an immediate response to the petitions that fly to him every second of our existence. He doesn't have the immediate answer to a question or anything like that, because God loves silence. He exists in a delightful silence. And in this night, Christmas night, he comes to us. As the hymn says, no ear may hear his coming. Faith is about silence. Indeed, it underpins it. Gathering in our churches to celebrate something in faith, probably the most significant act in human and divine history, the birth of God amongst men, we gather in silence. What is the first effect of his coming in our human nature? Let's go back to the hymn. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. What was lost through our own human pride, right at the dawn of creation when Adam and Eve thought they could be God, was the blessing of God in the Garden of Eden. And now this is restored through the birth of Jesus. We are blessed with the very blessings of heaven. We are on the way to fullness in Christ, which is what God has always desired for us. His silent coming makes whole the brokenness of human lives. He restores the lost. He welcomes the sinner. He heals the brokenhearted. He seeks out those who are searching for meaning. And he does it all, again as the hymn tells us, in this world of sin. And when we look back at the scriptures, we are told in the prophecy of Isaiah that everything that builds up our human family and the world is not accomplished by the powers of hatred and violence, but by the grace of God, a light shining forth in the darkness, gladness in the hearts of people, rejoicing that a new beginning is possible through the birth of a child, the coming of a baby into the world, which will give new meaning to dominion, peace, and integrity. In our churches, there are crib scenes which will have been blessed, and these are reminders of all that is necessary to be a graced people. We come with the same faith as the shepherds, given their direction to go to Bethlehem by the song of the angels. And they returned praising God. They saw the child wrapped in swaddling bands, royal bands for a royal child. Not the rags, so often depicted in our pictures. The ox and the donkey are there because they know who he is. Isaiah tells us the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. The dumb animals recognize the child, but the world keeps turning. His people do not recognize him. The star delights in him by shining. From Psalm 18, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. The whole of the universe is caught up in the birth of this child, and it's all done in silence. We are given an invitation tonight. Let's go to the last line of the hymn. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Are we a humble people? Am I a humble person? To delight in the birth of this child, to allow him into my heart? Am I going to be like Mary and Joseph, who pondered the beauty of this child and marvelled about him? Am I going to lay aside my personal power, my own desires to listen in the silence, for that still small voice that has the most precious of messages? I love you. I gave my son for you. How silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. And so, in the silence of this most holy night, we can hear the beating of the heart of God and touch it with our souls, because he desires to touch our hearts and souls with his immense love. If we pause at the crib, kneel and adore, the dear Christ will enter into our hearts, our families and our homes, and we will all feel the real blessings of this Christmas night.